Bitmain prices preferred shares at a 9.5% dividend to keep buying Ethereum. Tom Lee's Bitmain, one of the largest corporate holders of Ether, priced a round of preferred shares carrying a 9.5% dividend, according to a June 5th report from Decrypt. The raise gives the company fresh capital to keep adding to its Ethereum position, and it carries a coupon high enough to signal what that capital now costs. The timing frames the whole decision? Ether traded near 1,565 as of June 5, 2026, down 11.83% over 24 hours and 22.56% across the prior 7 days, according to CoinMarketCap data. The Fear and Greed Index sat at 15, deep in extreme fear. Bitmain chose to issue yield-bearing equity into that drawdown rather than wait for calmer pricing. A 9.5% coupon is the cost of conviction preferred shares sit between debt and common stock. Holders get a fixed dividend ahead of common shareholders, and that dividend is a recurring obligation the company has to fund regardless of where ETH trades. At 9.5%, Bitmain is paying a rate that looks closer to distressed corporate credit than to a routine equity raise. For context, investment-grade companies have historically issued preferred stock at far lower rates. A coupon near 9.5% tells you the market wants to be paid well to hand Bitmain capital right now. The company accepted that price because the alternative, diluting common stock while shares trade under pressure, carries its own cost. Preferred lets Bitmain raise money without immediately flooding the common float, at the expense of a standing dividend bill. Buying the asset that is falling fastest, Bitmain's entire thesis rests on accumulating Ether and holding it on a public balance sheet. That works cleanly when the asset rises. It strains when the asset drops 22% in a week, because the equity that funds the next purchase falls alongside the holdings it already owns. Issuing preferred during the decline is a bet that current ETH prices are a buying opportunity rather than a warning. Lee has been one of Ethereum's most vocal institutional backers, and this raise puts capital behind that view at a moment when sentiment readings are near their lows. The risk is straightforward. Every month, the 9.5% dividend comes due whether the new ETH is in profit or not. Treasury companies are carrying heavy losses. The raise does not happen in isolation. Bitmain and Strategy together sit on a combined $16.5 billion in crypto treasury losses on a mark-to-market basis, a figure that grew through the current sell-off. Adding a fixed dividend obligation on top of underwater holdings tightens the math further. This is the structural tension inside the digital asset treasury model. These companies raise capital against a volatile reserve, then service that capital with fixed costs. In a rising market, the spread is generous. In a week like this one, the spread compresses, and the cost of the strategy becomes visible on the balance sheet. Ether's network fundamentals have not collapsed alongside the price. The share of ETH locked in staking recently hit a record above 32%, and staking remains a core source of on-chain yield for Ethereum holders. Bitmain's wager is that those fundamentals matter more than a single brutal week of price action.